chapter 17, verse 7. We'll read these two verses, then we'll pray and get started. The man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence indeed is the Lord, is blessed. He will be like a tree planted by water. It sends its roots out toward a stream. It doesn't fear when heat comes, and its foliage remains green. It will not worry in a year of drought or cease producing fruit. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we come to you today, and I pray that we would be those who are well-rooted in you. Dear Lord, that we would be those who trust in you. God, that we would be those who long to be sustained by you, dear Lord, to get the nutrients from you, to grow in you, dear Lord, in every way possible, that we'll be able to produce fruit, dear Lord, that we'll remain green in all seasons of our life, that we'll be well-rooted enough, dear Lord, that even in seasons of drought, that you'd keep us going. So I pray, God, that you would just help me to preach and teach in a way that brings glory to you. I pray that you'd take away any fear or pride that I have today. I pray that you would help people to hear your words today, dear Lord. Nothing I say, but only what you say. Let your Spirit lead us and guide us, dear Lord. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Has anybody in this room ever heard of Pawhuska, Oklahoma before? If you have, raise your hand. All right, we got a couple of hands. Well, you're fixing to hear of it today. You probably haven't heard of it, but you probably have heard of Pioneer Woman. Has anybody ever heard of the Pioneer Woman or watched her on TV? Yeah, that's a few more of you. Well, that's where she is from, Pawhuska, Oklahoma. Now, it is about as far away from here as you can get in the corner of Oklahoma. It's in the northwest corner, and when you get there, you are nowhere. When you get there, you are in the middle of nowhere. And I didn't really know about it. Allison had mentioned it, and I got to researching it. And we ended up going there, and it's a really neat place to go. It's the main town area is kind of stuck in the past. The hotel we stayed in was built back in the 20s, and it's not much there, but it's starting to grow because of Pioneer Woman, and she's got a store there, several stores there, and a few restaurants and a few other little stores. And so it's a sleepy, slow-paced little town in the middle of nowhere, but it's a lot of good stuff to see there. And one of the things we saw while we were there was the Joseph H. Williams a tall grass prairie reserve. And that's where this picture is from. Now, this is not a picture I took. The grass is not that green. It's only a very little bit of green grass there at the tail end of winter. But as the spring begins to spring, the grass will begin to grow, and it'll get really tall, up to 9-10 foot tall this grass will get. Now, this reserve where these buffalo live, that's really the only thing that's there, is about 40,000 acres. It's only 40,000 acres. And you say, well, that seems like a lot, but it kind of paled in comparison. We had left the Pioneer Woman Ranch before we went there, which is 400,000 acres. And so this was just a small little portion of land out there in the middle of nowhere. And this land was not always a land where buffalo roamed. Several years ago, it's been quite some time ago now, they decided to make this a reserve, a wildlife reserve, and bring these buffalo in. At the time, there's lots of cattle up there, and so for years and years and years, there had been cattle on this land, and once it was decided that they would set aside this portion of land for this wildlife reserve, they let it lay fallow for 10 years. They took all the cattle off of it, and they let it just sit and get prepared for bringing in these buffalo that would come. Now, before they brought the buffalo into the land, they did a plant study to see how much plant life was growing there on the 40,000 acres, and it was about 30 different types of plants that were growing there. Now, once they began to bring the buffalo in, some time went by, and it wasn't long after that they did another plant study and discovered that there were over 700 species of plants that were growing there. And that was because the ground was being tilled by the hooves of the buffalo. Now, the grass can get up to 9-10 foot tall, but very seldom does it because the buffalo are constantly roaming the land, eating the grass, tilling the grass, rubbing it up with their hooves, rolling around on it. And so very seldom does it get that tall in all of the spots, but in some spots it does. It was a great trip. I would love to go back and see when the grass is green and when it's tall. But we were able to see quite a few buffalo on the trip. And it was a great learning experience just to be out there in the middle of nowhere. And as far as the eye could see, just open plains. And it was a really good experience. And we went to the Welcome Center at this wildlife reserve. And what we found there was a little bit of information, but the thing that struck me the most about this tall grass reserve is not that the grass is 9-10 foot tall above the surface, but ever how tall the grass is above the surface, it is also that deep into the ground below the surface. It is well rooted. And that's why it's able to go and grow that high, is because it's well rooted and it can get the nutrients it needs to grow and to be lush and to be green and to be pretty. And when I saw the chart that they had there and the picture that they had there of how deep into the soil those grasses were rooted, I thought to myself, you know, we as Christians should be well rooted. If we are going to grow in the Lord, then we have to be well rooted. We can't just strive and desire to grow outwardly on the outside, because we'll never grow as tall and as strong and as beautiful if we want to be if we are not well rooted. We can only be as big and strong and tall outwardly as we are inwardly rooted in God. And so the question that we need to ask ourselves today is, are we rooted in God? And if we are rooted in the Word of God, if we are rooted in Jesus Christ, how deep are our roots going? Are we those who have just made that decision to follow Jesus Christ, but we've got our roots in the soil, but they're really not growing because they're not being fed. They're not receiving the nutrients that they need. Now, if you want something to grow, you have to work with it. You have to give it a little attention. It really takes a little bit of work. It takes some effort for things to grow. Last spring, we planted 179 Eleagnus bushes around our whole property. Some of you have seen them when you drive by, and you can see that they are growing. And right before we left on the trip, my father and I, we went and we fertilized every one of them. And there's a irrigation line running around every single one of them. And they get water when there's a time that we go without much water. And when we water them, when we fertilize them, guess what that does? It promotes growth. It helps those roots to get deeper into the ground. And the deeper into the ground, the more nutrients they get, and the bigger they're going to grow. And our walk with the Lord really is not much different. If we neglect our walk with the Lord, if we neglect God, if we neglect God's Word, if we neglect our prayer time, then we are not well rooted. And we're not going to grow. We're going to stay stagnant. And even worse than that, if we don't put a little attention on our walk with God, then eventually we are going to shrivel up. And sometimes when plants begin to die, you say, uh-oh, they're in bad shape. They need a little attention. And maybe for some of us spiritually today, we need a little attention. There may be some things in our life that are dead and that are rotten that need to be chopped off. We need to fertilize our life and we need to water our life with the Word of God, with Jesus Christ. Our prayer life needs to improve. And the more we grow in those things, the more we will be better rooted in the Lord. And the more we are rooted in the Lord in our heart, the more then that's going to change how we act and how we live on the outside. So if you want God to change your attitude, to change your actions, to change the way you live, then you got to let Him change your heart. And that may begin with you saying, God, I'm not giving You very much attention, and I'm not very well rooted in You. But maybe we need to say, okay, I need to make some changes in my life. And in the same way that those buffalo came into all that land and began to till that soil and begin to break it up, there was a flurry of new life that began to blossom out. And maybe that's what we need to allow God's Word to do in our life. We need to read it. And we need to read those words that we like for encouragement. Those are good. Those go-to scriptures, the happy ones, we like those. But then we need to read those that are a little rougher, that are a little tougher, that kind of cut to the core. Those are the ones that are going to begin to break through that hard surface. And the more we begin to read God's word, the more it begins to kind of teal our heart and begins to kind of soften it up. And then when we begin to seek God, he can begin to grow us in ways that we never imagined, in areas that people might look at our life and say, boy, I'd have never thought he'd have been that way or she'd have been that way. And that happens when our life is changed by God. And we see kind of the same type of language here in Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 7 and 8. The man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence indeed is the Lord, is blessed. He will be like a tree planted by water. It sends its roots out toward a stream. What about us today? Are we those who trust the Lord, who are planted by the streams of living water in Jesus Christ, who are planted in the Word of God? Or are we sending our roots out to today? If a plant of grass is going to be sustained and going to be healthy, its roots have to reach down and grab some nutrients and grab some good soil and grab some water. But if the soil's not good, the roots aren't going to be good. If the roots aren't going to be good, then the tree's not going to be good. So where are you sticking your roots today? Where are our roots reaching out to today? Are we rooted in the things of the world? Are we rooted in our desires? Are we rooted in our pride? Are we rooted in our hatred? The list goes on and on and on. The Bible is, there's no shortage of list of sins that we commit and that we struggle with. And the question is, what are you rooted in today? If you are rooted into the things of the world, you are not going to grow and you are going to die. But God says he wants to give us life. He wants to give us eternal life. He wants us to be those who trust in him and those who are rooted in him. And those of us who say, God, I want to put my roots, I want to reach, I want to stretch, I want to reach into the stream of living water that is Jesus Christ, that I may receive life everlasting. So what are we rooted in today? What are we striving for? What are we reaching for deep down inside? What is our heart desire? Does it desire the things of God, or does it desire our own selfish desires? And maybe we look at ourselves today and we say, you know what? I'm rooted in the wrong things. I'm rooted in things for myself. I'm not rooted in a life of God. But this is what's going to cause us to grow to be the men and the women that God wants us to be if we are rooted in him and sustained by him. And if we are, it says, as the scripture continues, it doesn't fear when heat comes. Its foliage remains green. If we are well rooted, we will be green. What about us today? Do we remain green? Are we a tree that's well rooted, that's producing good fruit? Are our leaves green and our fruit desirable? What would people say about you in your life? Are you a person that people want to be around? Do you exhibit kindness and love and respect? Do you care for other people? Do people even know that you're a Christian by the way that you live? Not if your leaves aren't green. Not if we're not well rooted in the Lord. Our leaves are going to be as brown and as dead and as ugly and as useless as can be. And there ain't no good fruit that comes from a tree with brown leaves. But for the man and the woman who trust in the Lord, who is well rooted, their leaves will remain green. Now maybe you look at your life today and you say, there are some leaves on my tree that's starting to turn brown. Well, you better cut them off, and you better seek God, and you better check your root system, and you better see what you're rooted in and say, God, I need some help. I'm seeing some brown leaves in my life. And they come. There's no way around it. They're going to keep coming because the sin comes and the temptation comes, and it's a constant struggle. Anybody that's ever had plants, that's ever planted a garden, you know it's a constant struggle. You don't just plant it, they don't just grow and be beautiful, and then you say, that's it, and they're done for the rest of your life. It's a constant battle. You always have to maintain them. You always have to be looking for the bugs. You always have to be aware of the drought that may be around the corner. You always have to find those dead leaves. No matter how good you take care of them, eventually there's going to be a leaf or two that's going to die, a plant or two that's going to die. You always have to be on top of it, and so it is for our walk with the Lord. We try as hard as we can, we should, but the truth of the matter is we fail. And sometimes there are some spots in our life that are starting to turn brown. There's some bugs in our life. There's the enemy in our life that's starting to eat through and starting to cause trouble. And we have to deal with those things. And the only way that we deal with those things in our life is through Jesus Christ. The only way that we can be sustained and remain green in our life is when we are well rooted in the Lord. It says at the end of the verse, it says, it will not worry in a year of drought or cease producing fruit. Now here's the thing about life is that there are going to be seasons in your life that are going to be a drought. It'd be great if every season in life was beautiful and good and no troubles, but the fact of the matter is that sometimes we are humans and we sin, and it causes us to get in a bad place spiritually, and sometimes there are just seasons of drought, and maybe the Lord allows us to go there to draw us closer to Him. Maybe we bring ourselves there because of our sinfulness and our disobedience, but that's a bad place to be. If you've ever been in a season of drought spiritually, it's a bad place to be. And we get there when we are not well rooted in the Lord. But what does the Scripture say? That for the man or for the woman who trusts in the Lord, if we are well rooted, if our roots are reaching for that living water, that even when the drought comes, we'll make it through. That even in those difficult times, even in those times we fail, even in those times where life is hard, if we are well rooted in the Lord, we will not doubt Him, we will not question Him, we will not give up on Him, we will not turn to sin above God, but we will continue to seek God, and we will continue to trust God, and we'll say, God, I'm not where I need to be, so God, help me to be rooted in You. How deep are our roots today? If we want our tree, if we want our grass of our spiritual life to grow beautiful and tall, then our root system has to be as deep in our heart as it is on the outside. What is our heart rooted in today? Are we rooted in Jesus Christ? Are we rooted in the things of the world? Maybe today we realize that our root system is not as deep as it needs to be. Maybe today we need to say, God, I'm letting You in. I'm opening up the wildlife reserve of my heart that's nasty and dirty, and I need You to come in with Your Word and Your Holy Spirit, and I need You to kind of trample on me, and I need You to break up this soil, and I need You to soften me up, and I need You to cultivate in me a new heart that's going to produce new fruit and better fruit and more beautiful things that are there right now, because God, there's not much good there. And we might not like to say that, but sometimes if we examine our heart, we realize that that is the truth. And so maybe today the Lord wants to work on you. Maybe today your heart's been hard. Maybe today there's sin that you've been struggling with. And maybe today the Holy Spirit wants to come in and shake you up and break you up so that God can begin to do a new work in you. But you must come to the Lord and repent and seek Him and say, God, I need to be rooted in You. I hadn't been, but dear Lord, I'm going to reach out to You now. I want to be established in You today. And we need to be in the Word of God. Our prayer life needs to improve. We need to seek to be obedient to God. And we need to seek to follow the example of Jesus Christ. And when we do these things, what you'll find is that your roots will begin to grow and grow and grow. Your relationship with God will begin to grow and grow and grow. Your attitude toward others will begin to grow and grow and grow. And if you will allow God, He can make you into something beautiful today if you would just be rooted in Jesus Christ. Let's pray. God, we come to You today. We thank You for these good words, and I pray that You would help us to live by them. God, I hope that everybody's desire in here is that we want to be that tree that's planted by the stream, that we want to be the one that remains green, dear Lord, that has nothing to fear. But dear Lord, even if that's our desire, sometimes we just fail. We want to do good. We want to do right. We want to live for you. And we try, and sometimes we know better, and we still just sin. And it's not okay, God. It's not good. But we just come to you, and we need grace because we don't deserve it, because we are sinners. But, dear Lord, we just pray that you'd give us grace through Jesus Christ. So I pray, God, that if there is one today that's been struggling with the things of the world and the sins of the world and the struggles of the world, that they would just seek you. God, maybe there are some in here today that have never been rooted in Jesus Christ. Maybe they know a little bit about Scripture. Maybe they know about church. But maybe they've never really just been planted in Jesus Christ. Maybe they've been living for themselves. Maybe they've been rooted in themselves and in the world. But maybe today, for the first time, they want to plant new roots in Jesus Christ. I pray, God, that even now that they would repent of their sins, that they would ask to be forgiven, that they would trust Jesus Christ, that they would be rooted in Him. God, maybe there are some in here today and we need a little pruning. Maybe we're already yours. Maybe we need to be repotted today, dear Lord. Maybe our roots are kind of struggling. Maybe they need more room to grow. Maybe we need to be trimmed up a little bit, dear Lord. Maybe we need a little fertilizer, a little water. God, I pray that we'd receive that through your word, through the Holy Spirit. I pray that you'd work on us, dear Lord, that you'd help us to see the areas where we need to grow. Maybe we're not as well rooted as we need to be. God, maybe we desire to be men and women who seek and serve and live for you, and maybe we fail, and maybe the reason why we fail as much as we do is because we're just not rooted in you the way that we should be. So I pray, dear Lord, today that we would seek you, that we'd seek your word, that we'd seek to listen to you, that we'd seek to follow the example of Jesus Christ, that we would be well-rooted, dear Lord, that we would be so rooted in you, God, that it would transform our life and transform our heart, that we would be a light to this world, that those around us would be able to see your beauty through us, through the work that you do in our heart. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.